Hi, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Well, good. How are you, Danny?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, we're playing phone tag there.
Well, good. I'm glad I got you.
Yeah, I'm glad I got you, too. All right. So, yeah, I did was in contact with Ross. He pointed me in your direction. Said you may have some working capital needs, you know, coming up.
Yeah, I mean, we're growing fairly quickly, and so we... Mm-hmm. If there's a way in which we can deal with the bank as opposed to, you know, a few of the people that we've been dealing with, it would probably be a good business change for us, you know.
Right, right. So, I mean, a little bit of info that, you know, Ross kind of gave me. He said you guys, you know, are on pace to do like 8 to 9 million this year, correct?
I think fairly easily.
Wow, that's great. You guys,
it'll probably be more than that, you know.
That's great. And you guys just started, 2 years ago?
I mean, been actually doing this business for 9 years now. And I got to know Ross when I was the CEO and owned about half of another company where we brought him in to be our controller. And then I've been working on this new business for about 2 years. But, you know, fully got it incorporated and transitioned personnel over to it about a year ago. So it's the same business I've been in, but it's a much more streamlined, simpler business model than what I've been doing.
Right, right. That's great. And, I mean, did you always kind of want to branch out or you just...
You know what it was is I just... I've been doing the same business, but I've done it with so many employees and such a large organization. And I come out of, I was probably 32 years as a luxury home builder with this, you know, built my own company. And I like the simplicity of how I always did that business. So when I did this business, I did it with my son where we'd have more alignment in how we did things. So he basically just said, let's simplify this thing way down, strip all the employees out of it, make it where it's very predictable and very simple. And we've just done very, very well with it. And we're starting to really grow. I mean, we're each project we do is on average about $30,000. And,
Wow.
We did 40 last month, so we did about $1.2 million just last month.
Wow.
And we expect that to continue to ramp. So our only inherent risk in this business is just in making sure we have the cash flow to float growth. That's it. Everything else is very simple.
Right. And so I know you mentioned you're using, you know, other sources. I mean, how much were you generally using in those months for the cash flow for growth?
Oh, you know, it's probably for us is just to have somewhere between $200,000 to $500,000 as available cash, and it goes in and out fairly quickly would be more than enough gas in the tank, you know?
Right, right.
Not like big requirements, not like... and the nice thing, too, is it's... What I love about the business is there's no accounts receivable with customers.
Right. So
we don't have to wait for customers. All we do is we make a deal with the financial institution that's loaning the customer business, and we get paid when we complete the project, and the project cycle time's typically 30 to 45 days.
Okay. Yeah, so you're constantly, every 30 to 45 days, you're always... cycling through.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really okay. Quick turnaround of stuff, you know, and
yeah.
We have about 30 days on materials. So sometimes it comes a little, you know, that's where you kind of got to go, okay, I've just got to make sure that I've got enough to make that little bridge, you know, because
right.
We up front, I mean, if you look at it, we've got typically a lot of money in the bank, but sometimes it'll deplete just because we buy our building permits in advance, we pay for engineering in advance, so we've got a fair amount of upfront costs, and we get paid when we install a job.
Right, right.
Let's see, the cycle time's really short, you know.
Yeah, it's 30. And so do you use the 200, you know, the 500,000 per cycle, or is it?
Well, what we've done so far is we've just kind of paid a couple of people we know, you know, more like a hard money lender, and we do it per cycle, per job. So we say, okay, well, we're going to onboard these seven jobs are a total of, you know, $182,000. So when these jobs complete, you'll get paid on these. And so everybody's been really happy with that, but we're just paying too much for it, you know?
Right, exactly.
They'd love to keep going.
Right, no, I hear you. It can get expensive with that. And who did you work with over there?
Oh, a guy named George Kalman and a guy named Alan, and I've done it personally where I've loaned money to the company, and then my ex-wife's got money, so she's been doing it too. So, but we're just okay. Mainly just friends, you know.
Right.
So they're just going to be nice to transition from friends to a bank.
Exactly. Okay, that makes sense. So you guys can kind of use in your own, you know, capital. And is there a bank that you normally use for financing, like, or lean on?
No, we really haven't. I mean, it's just because they're kind of everywhere. We've used Chase Bank for the checking accounts and the savings accounts, but we've not dealt with any banker there. Just strictly been just a commercial one to set up the line, you know, the checking accounts.
Right. And do you guys have lines of credit as well with Chase?
No, we haven't used any. No, we haven't set up any lines of credit anywhere.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever tried, like, getting a line, or you just haven't gotten
one? No, this is you're the first person I've talked to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I just asked Ross. I said, this seems a little silly. And he said, well, let me reach out to someone. You know, to be honest with you, we just don't have the typical 2 years, 3 years tax returns that you'd typically see with a business that a bank would finance. And I know that.
Right. And that's, yeah, I know I could kind of limit you on what you'd, you know, be looking at. And with the, you know, the ownership breakdown over there, are you the 100%, or you said your wife is as well?
Yeah, no, she doesn't own any of it. It's I own, you know, it's a C corporation, and between me and my son Dallin, we own 75% of all the shares. I own 46.5%. He owns 26.5%, and we have another non-involved third party that owns 25%.
Okay. Okay. They own 25%. That's really cool. And what were sales like last year? Because you guys said, so you started a year ago, so you have...
Yeah, we got good financials for last year. Dallin, what was the sales for last year? I mean, that was our first year, but what was our gross... You don't know what it is? Yeah, he's... yeah, well, I'm here in the ESP office, and I'm here with Dallin, so he'll... Yeah, hang on 1 second. Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Dallin, and I'll put you on speaker here with Dallin for a second. This is Danny, and he came to us. He's with Cardiff Bank, and he was someone that Ross, and we both love Ross. He's a great guy.
He is a great guy, yeah.
I'm glad to be working with him again.
Yeah, no, it's good.
So I'll put you on the speaker and just introduce you to Dallin just real quick.
Okay.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Dallin. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So Ross, you know, explain to me, you know, the position you guys are in, or you're looking to, you know, bring up some working capital. I just want to discuss, you know, a little bit, see what you guys were looking at, and see if we would possibly be a good fit for you guys over there.
Yes. Be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was going to pull up the financials for last year. Do you have a hand there? We're just looking at what we did last year.
Yeah.
I'll pull up a little bit while he's pulling that up. Just to, contract day was last year. I just want to make sure it's accurate. It was during. Yeah. Where you know, so far we've done about, between last year and this year we're. A little over $4.5 million so far.
Okay.
1.3 of it was done in the last 3-4 months of 2015, and then so far this year we are at is during the current year, and so far this year we're now sitting at 6 million so far this year, 6.1.
So we're probably
averaging
12 million, do you think?
We're on target for closer to 15 million this year with our growth.
Yeah, so we'll be close to that. 15.
Okay, yeah, that's great. So yeah, with that, I mean, with our working capital programs, you know, we're generally able to free up 10-15% of top line revenue. So I mean, with your, do you have a full? We basically would look at like 6 months, you know, of your business bank statements, and then also like with the. I know you said you didn't have the tax return, or you have one. How was that?
We filed an extension this last year, and that was our first year, so we haven't filed yet.
Okay. All right, so you guys, do you have 2000? So there's no tax return then? You don't have any of that?
No tax return yet.
Okay, yet. Okay. All right, we could still, you know, work with that with the extension. Yeah, because they would look at the bank statements just to see, make sure the cash flow, they're not going to give you something that's a burden, of course. So you guys were looking, you know, for 200, you know, 500,000, which I think we'd definitely be able to do for you. And, you know, with that, is that something, you know, the max amount you need, or are you trying to, you know, like, what do you guys want over there? Because we can always shoot for each one.
Yeah, I think just, you know, if we have a $500,000 line with you initially, and then I think that maybe once every 6 months we have a little powwow and just see how is that working. And the one thing we don't want to do, and I'm Danny, honestly, I've done business enough to know that in this business the only risk that we have would just be dealing with growth and cash flow. Everything else is like so tight, so buttoned up, very few employees at all. And all of the number, there's not anything unpredictable about the business. We don't do anything until we have a signed, sold agreement with a really strong, valid financial partner that funds our deals when they get done. So all we got to do is finish the deal, you know.
Right.
Really simple.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And that's, you know, a lot of businesses use that, the working capital for that, for cash flow. You know, it's definitely a good option over there. And, I mean, when you guys looking, you know, to bring on this extra capital?
No, the sooner the better would be nice. You know, had a pretty good bump over the last month or two in sales, and we know that we're opening up a new office up in the Valley, a sales office, which is an unrelated company for us that have to generate the leads and makes the sales, and then they just write it on ESP's paperwork. So ESP has really, I think, 2 employees. That's it. And so, and they're doing that kind of volume with that few of people involved. And so, so I think really the sooner the better. So it probably, if you wanted to email me what information you'd want for us to put together for you, then we can kind of take that step. If you want to come by and see our operation, that would be great too. Whatever is helpful.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely, you know, I'd like to see what we can do for you, you know, exactly over there. And, I mean, do you have any current loans out or anything like that, like working capital or?
No other loans. Nothing.
No other loans. Okay. And do you have, I mean, other than what you guys are currently doing, but do you have like a plan B for financing if for some reason you're not able to find?
Oh, we can keep doing what we're doing. Yeah, no,
right.
We're fine that way. Yeah, it's just, it's more about the cost of money and just knowing that it's wise to transition to a bank when we can, you know.
Right, exactly. It's better to do it, you know, when you're able to do it than when you're scrambling, you know, at the last minute.
Yeah, no, there's no fire.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, yeah, I know I definitely, you know, Gary and Don, I'd like to see, you know, what we could do for you. It's a real simple process with us, and we could, you know, if we're able to get everything within the next day or two, I could probably get you an answer by the end of the week on what you'd be looking at, you know, with us really quick. And all we need is just a 1-page application. It'd be 1 page for the both of you because we just need the majority. I don't think we'll need that third, the 20 other 25%, but definitely you and Dallin We would need, so I'll send over an application that you guys can print off. And then we would need the 6 months business bank statements that they evaluate the cash flow. The underwriters will take a look at it. And then for that extension, do you guys actually have the extension for the tax return?
A copy of that we filed it? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If you guys can get that.
Put that on the list.
Okay, yeah, I'll put that on the list. And what's a good email over there, Gary? I can send you this app.
Yeah,
and
yeah, send it to both of us. Just it's Gary at energyservicepartnersplural.com.
Service Partners?
EnergyServicePartners.com and Dallen, D-A-L-L-E-N, at the same.
Okay. So it's D-A-L-L-E-N.
Correct.
Okay, at the same. All right. Okay, I will go ahead and I'll send that over to both of you guys. Also with the list of documents we'll need to get you an answer. And when do you think you guys will be able to send everything back to me so I can get this going for you?
Oh, we're pretty quick. Yeah, get it to us, and I would think it, you know, depends on what's on the list. I think it's just a day or two.
Okay. Yeah, it would just be the application, the bank statements, and the tax return. And, with your customers, do they pay with credit cards?
No, they actually, like, for example, they will have a loan agreement with HERO, which is a property-based tax assessment that people do on their homes. And so HERO will be the one that sends us the check, or they'll be with a company called Mosaic. And the Mosaic sends us the check. So we don't have accounts receivable with customers. We only get paid when jobs get complete or paid through the lenders.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, then, yeah, disregard that. Because you guys had large, you know, volumes of credit card transactions, we would need the 4 months, but disregard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't.
All right, Gary. Well, yeah, Gary and Dallen, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot that over to you in about 15 minutes, and then, you know, when would be a good time to follow up with you?
Let's do it on Thursday. That'd be great. You can call me on Thursday. Dallen, you're traveling on Thursday, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so I'll be point on it. Just get it to me as soon as you can, because I'll want Dallen to get me some of this before he gets out of town, so.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. I'll send it over in 15 minutes, and I'll definitely give you a ring on Thursday. Is this time better for you or earlier?
Yeah, this is, afternoons are usually a little better. Mornings is when we have most of our meetings, so that's great. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, sounds good, Gary. I'll send that over to you, and then I'll circle back with you on Thursday.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks for your time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.